Listen, I can't go any further. I wanted to get to this earlier, but didn't. And I've got to talk about this today. Mayor Cantrell, I talked to you about Mayor Cantrell's attitude. I've talked to you about her arrogance. I've talked to you about how she is a bully. She looks kind of like a bulldog. If you put her next to the face of a bulldog, they look very much alike. Our mayor, LaToya Cantrell, may be blowing it. The New Orleans Police Department may be on the verge of getting out of the consent decree or moving to the next phase of the federal consent decree. But Mayor Cantrell, because of her bulliness, because of her arrogance, because of her self-righteous territorialism, she may not allow this to happen. Mayor Cantrell apparently is holding back the promotion to sergeant and lieutenant of some NOPD officers who are up for promotion. And one of the reasons for the consent decree was that there was unfair promoting within the New Orleans Police Department. It was based on bias. And so now Mayor Cantrell brings in her bias, apparently, because you know why she doesn't like these people? Because they were on the list of the people involved in the internal investigation of her booty guard, Jeffrey Vappi. Now, Mayor, if you don't want this to happen, if you don't want people to talk about you in the news, then stop doing the stuff you do. You've done some really stupid things. And you were stupid to flaunt your relationship with Vappi. You were stupid to get caught on camera going in and out of the Pentalba building. You have been stupid to do these things that got you in trouble. You were stupid to fly first class and then say the city has to pay for it and then learn that you had to pay for it. You were wrong again. And you may be holding up the city and the police department moving to the next phase of the consent decree in the process of getting out of it. And Police Chief Ann Kirkpatrick told the Times-Picayune that these promotions are being held back, and it is the mayor. And I applaud her for saying that. The two people were on the list that investigated Officer Vappi. And this is all the mayor's doing. Nobody ever went after the mayor. She put herself in every position and every situation she was in. And now she's jeopardizing the police department moving to a new phase of the consent decree. You just had to know this. And even though one day she's going to be gone, the scars that she leaves behind will remain for a long time. These are going to be scars on the reputation of her and her name. The Cantrell name is scarred and will have a scar when she leaves office. Her best opportunity for her and her daughter is to get the hell out of town when she leaves office. Because, you know, this continues. And it's all because of her personal quest for power and control. It's really pitiful.